Well, hello beauties and gents, what's going on people? How are we doing? What's popping? What is happening? I hope we're good. I hope we're jiggy. I hope we're blessed like we always agree on this pod. It is day 15. It is day 15. Yo, this is like that. This is half of the month. Isn't God good? Isn't God a good God? I mean, I know that there were days that I really wanted to give up and just, what am I even doing? Who sent me this work? But here we are, and we're already half of the month. And this is the final day for Nigeria economy and me. Those of us that are in Nigeria, how can we help ourselves? And this is what we're going to be talking about right now. So the other steps that I think we can actually put into consideration would be building emergency funds. Nigerians, many Nigerians don't actually have emergency fundings. So there's no backup, there's no savings for when things go south or when things go north. There's nothing, like, there's absolutely nothing in place. You just live your life and live your life like that. There should be some sort of funding that is just stacked up somewhere. Like, maybe you're saving 100 naira per day. Something that you know, okay, if we are in some sort of crisis, I can fall back on. It's very important building emergency funds. It's very important saving. Like, I know it can be a bit difficult saving in with little, but it's important to actually save however you can save, however best you know you can help yourself in saving. It's very important that you save up, right? So saving, emergency fundings, are things that you should actually consider. Now, I mentioned something two days ago, I think, about family planning. Nigeria should actually take this into consideration. You can't be earning 10 naira, for instance, right? And then you want to give birth to children and give birth to 12 children. Where does that work? Now, you're earning 10 naira. Knowing fully well that with your 10 naira, you would only be able to take care of one or two children. That's comfortably, to give them the best lives. And then you give it to 12 children, and with your 10 naira, you can't be able to do anything. Your 12 children now enter farm with you, they're not educated. And then you have these hoodlums on the street, and then you're wondering where they're coming from. We should actually look into birth control in Nigeria and like look into children planning, like planning for your children, because I noticed that Nigerians have this thing of just giving birth without actually planning for what they can raise, like what they can comfortably take care of. How won't we be the largest population and be one of the largest population in Africa when we don't plan? Planning your finances, planning your money, planning your children. Because you bring these kids into the world and you bring them to suffer. Really. You actually bring them to suffer. Because you're not planning to give them the best that you can. You're not planning to give them, to train them to full capacity. You just bring them and then some of them go to school, some don't go to school, and it's like, nah. So we should actually, for those of us that will be going into marriages very soon, learn to actually talk about these things with your spouse, with your partner, whatever. Let us try to get more serious about planning for your children. Like, what can you take care of? I agree. And then give birth to that number. But I know some people might actually come back for me for this last point. But yeah, these are just a few ways. And remember I said, if you're not going anywhere, if it's not going to give you money, don't go. Okay, if it's not going to give you money, if it's not going to help your life in any way, your health generally, don't go. Sit down in your house. Sit down in your house. Because if you go out, you are going to spend money. You spend transport. If you're just going out for frivolous activities, you spend transport, you spend money on whatever you're buying. Well, you have the money, back home, no problem. Enjoy by all means. But yeah, these are just a few tips that I think would help us to actually stay in check. Don't forget to start building an emergency fund. So you can actually start by now to build your emergency funds or like start saving. Even if it's 100 naira you drop somewhere by day, you don't know how that money would, the power of compounding interest, power of compounding is a lot. And you never really know when you would come back needing that money. And you'll be so surprised how much you'll be able to save. So it's very important. And then also, Nigerians, especially the young Gen Zs, the young us, we don't actually pay attention to the news. It's very important that we pay attention to the news and the trends. It's very important that we understand the market and what is going on. So yeah, let's try to be more interested in what is actually happening around our economy, what's actually happening around Nigeria, what's happening around the world. And I think that is something that that's one of the reasons why this came up, this Nigerian economy, because we're not so informed about what is going on around us. So I hope I've been able to put you on some sort of information roll. Anyways, I hope I made sense here and you're able to get one thing that was beneficial to you. Alright people, trust you have an amazing, amazing week ahead. And yeah, stay jiggy, stay blessed. I can't wait to see you tomorrow. Tomorrow, don't worry, I'll be more comfortable because it's my thing, money. How can we make more money? What is money about? This week, that is tomorrow for the next 7 days, we'll be looking into your money and you, or my money and me. Now, we're basically going to be talking in depth about most of the things I mentioned here and how we can actually practicalize them and put them into play. For instance, let's say we pick budgeting. How can we budget? What and what do we need to budget or create a budget list? That's what we're going to be looking at and more next week, but yeah, like the remaining 7 days. All right people, thank you so much for sticking around. I'm so grateful you made it to this point. Don't forget to share, like, rate, subscribe, share, like, comment, let me know your thoughts. So yeah, do have an amazing, amazing week ahead. Bye for now.